Farmer of Hearts, Day 37. Am I still lost and confused in following God's invitations and prompts in life? Bishop Robert Barron said, "The Word of God ought to be the central organizing power and principle of our lives." What makes Mary a role model of all mothers and a model for all Christ's followers? The answer to the first question is simple, because she focused her whole life on her son Jesus. And in fact, it is also the reason why she is the model for all Christians, because she focused all her energy in following God's Son, Jesus Christ. As a matter of fact, Mary is considered Jesus' first and best disciple. Mother Mary is simple, and she has just one simple goal in life, that is to do God's will, period. And she did so with a humble spirit, never intentionally putting herself in the spotlight. And that explains why there are only a few recorded words of hers in the Bible. Yet, of those words that were recorded, two stand out as the main themes of her life, which are conceivably also her mottos in life. For herself, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And for others, "Do whatever he tells you." Her life is simple, yet laser sharp, and she let nothing derail her from accomplishing what she set out to do in her life, the two missions given to her by God. How could she remain so focused? Mary has a secret. That secret lies in her insistence of treasuring every word of God in her heart, reflecting on them continually. It is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. And she doesn't allow herself and her own thoughts to clutter her mind or distract her from attending to God's will every moment of her life. That was her secret, but also her weapon, as she needed to fend off temptations and external distractions that vowed to take her focus away from her mission on earth. She didn't let go of God's word, and so the lesser things couldn't creep into her heart easily without her knowing. She lived in the moment and knew what she's doing, letting nothing trouble her. She's gentle, yet she is strong. And indeed, she is a spiritual giant. Nonetheless, she did everything, not counting on herself, but the power from above. By taking little, she spent most of her time in deep prayer, even while she was doing things. That helped her remain laser sharp in her sensitivity to the movement of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit. And that is her real weapon. By being receptive to the movements of the Holy Spirit, she knows what to do in order to cooperate with Jesus in accomplishing the Father's will. Powerful, and nothing less than fruitful, 100-fold, was resulted from her total surrender of her life to God. And in doing so, she brings the greatest glory to God, who in turn shares his glory with her. This is the kind of right relationship with the Holy Trinity we should strive for in our lives. If our goals in life are to get close to Jesus and to bring others to him, she is our best role model. And her way of life should also be our way of life. In fact, by asking Christians to recite the Rosary, she is suggesting to us to mimic her life in always reflecting and contemplating the life of Jesus and the Word of God. In doing so, she can lead us closer to her Son Jesus, and she has made this the focus of her life up till this very day. It is recorded in the Gospel of Luke, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Reflection. Do I desire to have the qualities of Mary, and what should I do to learn from her? Today's prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for revealing to me the love story between you and Mary, and enlightening me of the secrets of Mary in relating herself to you and following your holy will. Shine through me, Lord, as I examine my life closely to rediscover the words you had spoken to me all these years. As a response to your invitation, Lord, I will pick up the Bible that contains your word to me, and I will follow Mary's example by examining and reflecting on her words which she spoke in response to your invitation and prompts in her life. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. We invite you to join our Holy Week online spiritual journey, Light in the Darkness. Let us experience fellowship and unity in the Lord by participating in our live broadcasts of spiritual events. For more details, please visit fll.cc/holyweek.